produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way, and I was destined to pay, but Jesus took
his death. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music that you heard before my show is by my dear friend Amber Patterson DePaola, who is absolutely amazing. And if you are interested in getting your hands on any of her music, just reach out to me on the Facebook page and I will get you taken care of. Guys, it is the holiday season. I know that it seems like as soon as Labor Day is over, people are talking about Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And it's even worse once October 1st hits. But what I want to share with you today is something that I saw on social media years ago about what type of gifts that you want to give this holiday season. And the chant or meme said, give them something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. And if I may, I want to spend a moment on that something to read. One of the most under-supported small businesses during the holiday seasons are authors. And I know a lot of people don't think that way, but seriously, it is true. And I will dare say that even further than that, if you are an avid book shopper, but you are getting the ebooks, that author is still undersupported. And here is why I say that. One of the questions that I am asked about my readers most, or from my readers most, is, Tammy, I am about to order this book, but before I do, tell me how you will make more money. Do I need to get it from Amazon, or do I need to get it from you, or your website? And it always warms my heart when someone asks me that question, because it means that they have figured it out and want to ensure that I make a decent profit from their investment. When you are out shopping, or anything like that, especially now with a lot of pop-up shops coming and virtual vending being done, yes, we understand you need makeup. Yes, we understand that the jewelry is cute. Yes, we understand that the clothes are cute. But please, I implore you, if there is an author amongst them, please do more than just walk by their table and grab a business card or a flyer. Because we all say that we want to read more, or that we want to read a different genre, is if you will. And then something shiny shows up and that goes out of the window. one thing that I see a lot is authors struggling to get two things, sales and reviews. Those two things are what we as authors depend on in order to be able to keep going. Yes, we know that some of you have to-be-read lists that are longer than the Nile River, and that many times you will buy books just to support the person, but I want to challenge you to read the book and give them a review. Good, bad, happy, sad, mad, or glad, because they need them. I recently got an instant message from an author who was just frustrated, and she was frustrated because she had given out advanced reader copies of one of her prompted journals, and she was just really upset that she couldn't get reviews from people. And she said that she knew that one of the reasons was because with the way that she writes, you're not just going to fly through her journal, just write down anything and fly through it. And what we as authors need to see from our readers is that you guys are all in. And not only all in, but allowing the book to do what it is meant to do. Treat the author's book the way that you would the textbook that you're studying to go back to school. You know that you have a goal to finish your degree or to advance your degree, so you are not going to buy that textbook and let it collect dust. No, because you have a goal, a paradigm, and a program to follow. And because you have that, you are going to ensure that you read as much of it as possible in the time that you have, and that you finish the readings so that you can do well when it comes to any assignments, projects, or tests. Treat the author's book that you know with the same drive and tenacity. And one of the reasons that you want to do so is what we pen may help you understand something that you're studying. It can also be the source that helps you finish writing a paper on a difficult topic. And I know you may say, Tammy, that sounds a little bit far-fetched. I beg to differ. I actually had my own daughter come to me one day and she said, Mom, I have to write a report on what it means to be a Christian business owner. and I need to borrow two of your books. And I said, okay, go get what you need. And when she walked back by me, I noticed that she had The Virtuous Businesswoman Inspired by Proverbs 31, along with The Seven Virtuous Businesswoman Slayers, Seven Deadly Cop-Outs. And I was intrigued that she chose those two. But then I had to think about their content. See, The Virtuous Businesswoman Inspired by Proverbs 31 takes the virtuous woman passage and breaks it down for someone who is in business or even in the corporate sector who still wants what they do to line up with God and His Word. Then The Seven Virtuous Businesswoman Slayers is about the excuses that we use to not be where we want to be or where we're supposed to be or even where we are meant to be. And so when she finished this particular paper and I got the chance to see it, I said to myself, if a high school student can pull this from these two books, so can somebody else. So you have to think about books from that vantage point. If you know what somebody is going through physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or spiritually, find a book that will help them. Even if they tell you a billion times that they don't have time to read, give it to them anyway. Because if the pandemic taught us anything, it taught us that the written word is not going anywhere. More people read and started writing during the pandemic than I have seen in a very long time. I can't tell you how many post office trips I made, very carefully, might I add, because people finally got to those books, the ones that they wanted to order and the ones that they already had. I joke with people all the time. When my youngest daughter's birthday came up, my dad took her to the book section in Sam's, and he called me on the phone and said, I'm sorry. And I told him, I said, Dad, you bought her a stack of books, not a Maserati. And he laughed. But the thing we have to understand is that we not only have to become readers, but we have to raise them. So yes, the something that they want, something that they need, and something to wear are important. but don't miss the something to read. Be they grown or not, friend, family, loved one, church member, frenemy, enemy, or foe. Put a book in their hands this holiday season. Yes, you may be able to get it from Amazon and take advantage of any deals or any sales, but I implore you, if you can reach out to that author, if you can get a hold of that author, whether it's through social media or their website, get it directly from them, because they are counting on your sales during the holiday season to make the holidays in their household just as joyful. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Again, this is Tammy Pope, and this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. But I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Kayla Padgett, God bless you. We love you. We continue to pray for you as you continue to grow and expand the network, the brand, and yourself. Bless you and your team as they continue to support you, as you continue to support your family. To Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, I would not be the businesswoman that I am today without you, my friend. And thank you so much for all of your support, especially over the past couple of months. I am not sure whether it's going to be October, November, or December when they air this, but still, guys, hold on to this one. And as always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging, eat a cookie, handle business, and support an author this holiday season. See you guys soon.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.